Well, this morning we're joined by Daryl Kilworth of Exira, and Daryl and his wife Vi are working on a project along with some other folks to help memorialize the damage and destruction that happened in the 1958 Exira floods. Daryl, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, talk a little bit about the project that you've worked on. Now, I know there's a little bit of a memorial there in the park now, but you guys looked at that and decided that should be something a little bit more dramatic.
Yeah. Every time we'd done something in the park with Vi, she'd kind of thought there ought to be better recognition because there was a lot of people in Westtown that lost everything in that flood, and then some of them lost their lives, and then there was a lot of people, or there was 10 people that lost their lives south of Hamlin on the highway there, and then 9 in Exira in Westtown lost their lives, and then there was people that had some pretty traumatic experiences down in Westtown too then. And so then when Aunt Comus, that runs the beauty shop in Exira, when she come up with this handwritten plat of Westtown by her dad Tony, who lost everything in Westtown too then, well, that kind of was pretty interesting. And then we kind of stumbled onto this deal where the Elkhorn Marnie telephone would do recordings, you know, then for the Mermaid Park there in Kimmelton. And well, that kind of fit in with what we kind of thought about stories from people that survived the flood then. And so it just all kind of come together. And I guess then when they had we kind of belonged to this park committee for Exira then, and when they had a meeting, well, then I kind of run this idea by them then. And I said I kind of needed somebody with computer sense then, and Mayor Bingard said, well, she'd help on that. So we've just been working together, and she contacted Ken Akers, who does research on old history and stuff then. And he came up with this map of the Bluegrass Creek from Hamlin to the Nishnabotna, clear to Griswold, and that was just perfect. And then he come up with all the names of the people that got swept off the road south of Hamlin, and all the people that lost their lives in Westtown, and then the guy, the farmer that seen Mrs. Smith then, and then contacted the highway patrolman, and then he had the two guys that from Griswold that went out and got her. And so it's just all kind of come together real good. He just done a fantastic job. And the Marnie Elkhorn, well, everybody just does a good job, it seemed like, then. It's kind of good to give them credit then.
You bet. Well, I know a lot of folks are stepping up now. It seems like you've generated a lot of interest in this project.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, it's pretty interesting to a lot of people, and a lot of that history is getting lost, you know, then, because the firemen in Exira and Griswold, they're about all gone, and all the people that was really active in that, a lot of them are gone anymore then.
Absolutely.
But there's still a lot of the family and other people, you know, that's kind of interested in that history then. And
sure.
So we kind of like to preserve it then.
Were you there, Daryl, during that flood?
Well, we lived southeast of Exira then, so we didn't really know anything was going on until the next morning, the sunshine and everything. And then we talked to my mother then, and she said my dad, he was kind of involved in that. He'd been to a Legion meeting and over west of there then, and he's coming home, and these guys sitting on top of the hill there west of Hamlin, well, they hailed him down and said it was flooded down there then. So, and then we had family that was in Hamlin at that time that ended up down in the salvage yard there then, and so we're kind of connected then.
You know, so we've had some floods since that time. We've had plenty of flooding recently, but nothing like that, nothing to that extent. Is it difficult for some of the young people nowadays when they hear these stories to really imagine what it was like?
Well, that's what we kind of like with the recordings. Like the Connie Esbeck, well, she kind of gave us this story you can hear now on the Elkhorn recording then, that she was standing on Highway 71 in Main Street in Brayton up to her knees in water. And then we got a newspaper account from an interview from the Omaha paper to Robert Green, and he was telling about seeing this 4-foot wall of water coming when they got on the gravel truck there at Bill Jacobson's, and they stood on a catwalk around that gravel truck, and he was 6'2", and he said that they was measuring the flood as it went up by the buttons on his shirt, and so when they started reappearing, well, that's when they knew they was going to make it then, and so that has to be a high tension outfit or stress, kind of like then.
Oh, no
they
doubt.
They called them the Lucky 13, you know, then.
Yeah.
Which I didn't even really know till we got kind of involved in this. There's a lot of things that kind of come up that's really interesting, I think, then.
You know, the darn thing about that 1958 flooding is the stories get told and told and told over time, but I don't think they really get exaggerated a whole lot because they were bad enough to start with.
Yeah.
Well, now, there is a bit of a marker up there in that area now, but what do you see happening in the long term? What would you like to do?
Well, we're going to put a sign in the flood park there, and on the one side it'll have this hand-drawn map that Tony Comas put in, and then on the other side will be this diagram of the rivers from Hamlin to Griswold, then by Ken Akers, and he's got all the people, you know, that lost their lives both places then, and then the people that got the Elsie Smith out in Griswold, because it's just kind of unbelievable anybody could survive clear from Exara to Griswold, you know, just grabbing different things, because I guess she didn't just float with a log all the way down. This one person said that at one point in the journey was she held on to a feed bunk, which is kind of good, I think, then, because I'm an old cattle feeder, I guess, then. But anyway, it's just unbelievable that, because we live on Troublesome Creek, and it got flooded just as bad, but then there wasn't no people really living out here then that lost their lives anyway, but we lost crops and everything.
You bet. You mentioned earlier that Marnie Elkhorn Telephone has helped out by putting together some of the stories in audio form so that folks can call. Jill Madsen helped to spearhead that for you?
Yeah. She was working for the Elkhorn Marnie, and then she put together this thing that you just had to phone the Elkhorn number 764-1958, the year of the flood, so that was really good.
And that phone number will be displayed there at that memorial that will be built so that folks can pull out their cell phones and they can hear those stories while they're there?
Yeah.
That's a great project.
I kind of want to put a notation on there about the different people, you know, their different stories. So if they want to hear a special one, you know, not have to go through the whole work for it, they can just pick one out, whatever they want to do.
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah, and the Elkhorn Marnie, they've just, they really support the community, so.
You bet. And the families have been real helpful with this?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, I know you're working toward a grant and things, too, coming up in the next several months, so good luck with the continuing work on that project, and let us know how it comes out. I'm sure that'll be something that we'll be able to feature later on as a real, real important point here in Southwest Iowa.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty good, yeah.
Excellent. Well, Daryl, thanks so much for your time, and thanks for all the effort that you and Vi have put forth on this project. It takes somebody to keep moving this forward and get other people excited about it so that you can memorialize this for all time. We appreciate the hard work.
Yeah, we've had a lot of good help on it. Like, I've just kind of been along for the ride, kind of, and